Summer has just begun, and we've already experienced several tragic drownings in the Coastal Bend this year. No one expects a day at the beach to be heartbreaking, yet several factors can turn fun in the sun into exactly that. Many factors can lead to beach tragedies: prolonged exposure to the sun, alcohol consumption, swimmers' abilities all play a role, but the water conditions can also have a profound effect, even when all other factors are mitigated. Riptides and currents can defeat any level of swimmer in any condition. So to learn how to defeat them, we turn to Philippe Tissot, a professor of physics and the associate director of the Conrad Blücher Institute at A&M Corpus Christi. Dr. Tissot, I want to discuss with you the phenomenon of riptides or rip currents, and if you would, in general, sort of explain them to us and their impact on us here in the Coastal Bend.
Yes, excellent topic for the Coastal Bend in this season. A rip tide or rip current is a strong, relatively narrow current that flows from near the beach and goes offshore. It's quite fast, and you cannot swim against it.
Yeah, we've already experienced a handful of deaths this year attributed to rip currents or rip tides. Tell us where the dangers are in particular. I gather that they tend to form or are particularly noticeable and strongest around piers and jetties. Is that correct?
Correct, particularly in the Coastal Bend, or very true in the Coastal Bend. They will form in a place where there is a breach along the beach and where the water can go back offshore. And in the Coastal Bend, where we have a very steady coastline, the jetties and piers are a place where the water can flow out.
And we also we have a sort of a very shallow decline in the slope of our beaches, and it sort of hides the danger, I guess. People don't think of the area as being susceptible to these riptides or currents, but they are a very serious risk, even against very seasoned and strong swimmers.
Absolutely. If you get caught in a rip current, you should not try to swim against it. You should first don't panic. You can wait for quite a while, and then you should swim parallel to the beach, and call for help. And as a precaution in general, when folks are thinking about going to the beach, it's a good idea to check the conditions. And also, if you don't swim near piers and jetties, and if you take those precautions, you should be quite safe.
Are we safe if we stay within, a certain distance of the shoreline itself? Once we go beyond a certain point, do we become more susceptible to a rip current or tide?
The rip current can start quite close to shore. The distance from shore is not going to protect you. When you swim, you should swim according to your ability. So if you're not a strong swimmer, don't venture too far. But as far as the rip currents, they can start pretty close to the shore. So you need to be aware of them.
And how do we go about detecting these things? I mean, is there some indication that we can see in the water sort of a rush of a foam or a slapping of small waves or anything like that? Or is it simply the posted sign saying, hey, beware, the rip currents are possible in this area? Is there a way for us to look out there and say, swimming is dangerous today?
The conditions that favor rip currents are large waves and strong onshore winds. In the Coastal Bend, they're not that easy to spot. You should avoid jetties and piers. But otherwise, we have murky waters we have a strong wave climate, and so it's you may notice it by a more rippy water or maybe a little bit of a brownish water going offshore. But really, in the Coastal Bend, it's not that easy to detect just by looking at it.
All right. Well, tell us again. You mentioned it earlier, but I guess because it's so important, you can't beat a rip current. They flow at about 8 miles per hour or better. You can't outswim them. So what is it you should do if you find that you're just being pulled out further and further? What do you do? Preserve your energy? How do we try and beat this thing?
Yeah, excellent. Preserve your energy. Don't panic and swim parallel to the beach. Do not try to swim against the rip current. Go parallel. And they're relatively narrow, max 100 foot wide. So eventually, you should get out of the rip current and be able to swim back to the beach.
Dr. Philippe Tissot is an associate professor of physics and the associate director of the Conrad Blucher Institute at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. Dr. Tissot, thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.